Hundreds of Kingstonians came together on Saturday, rallying behind a host of causes as part of the nationwide Draw the Line protests. The action brought together movements for climate justice, migrant justice, indigenous rights, economic justice, and anti-war, all under the banner Parade for People, for Peace, for the Planet.
Draw the line! 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 Draw the line!
The event aimed to send a message to the Kearney government to take action on these issues. The Kingston chapter showed up in full force with giant signs, attendees in full costume, including a fossil fuel Grim Reaper, and stilt walkers parading through the streets. Organizers included 350 Kingston and Seniors for Climate Action Now, among others. Organizers Chris Goosen with 350 Kingston and Kathleen O'Hara with Seniors for Climate Action Now spoke with CFRC at the march.
Well, it's really a historic mobilization. Often you see days of action responding to climate events or responding to violence that's happening in Gaza right now. But you don't often see cross-movement mobilization. And that's what's really unique about Draw the Line, is it's bringing together different movements, the peace and anti-war movement, the climate movement, economic justice, migrant rights. And it's saying that enough is enough. So, it's great to see such an amazing turnout here in Kingston.
What has been amazing about this whole action here in Kingston and across the country is that groups that usually don't even know the other exists are together. It's such a wonderful embracing of all the issues. And so there have been people here I've never seen before, and I'm usually at events around Kingston, too many. But new people are coming in. Again, it's because people are realizing that more has to be done, and we're running out of time with the climate, with fascism rising.
Protesters gathered in Victoria Park before parading through Queen's Campus area and the downtown core to McBurney Park. Among the crowd were many Queen's University students, including Catherine Park, Ava Galloway, and Kylie Ann Horning, who shared what brought them out.
As an environmental science, like, adjacent student, it's really important to me to rally together and kind of be with people who have like-minded ideas as you, because it can feel really isolating to be on the side of climate justice and everything, so it's good to be with people who have the same ideas.
Absolutely. A lot of our classes in environmental science do have a bit of a doomsday outlook on things, just even the science supporting all of that we study. And so being part of something that's hopefully looking to create an impact, even if it's just on a small scale in our town. But these protests are happening across the country, so hopefully it is the beginning of something larger.
Yeah, I think kind of same for me. It's really nice to see the whole community get together to stand for what they believe in and all that. But yeah, protests are sort of new to me, so it's exciting to be here and just get to experience it.
I feel like you guys are environmental science students. I see your Save the Planet signs. But there's a lot of different causes all converging here.
I'd say a lot of these problems are interconnected with each other, especially people don't really realize that, like, climate justice is connected to class issues, connected to social justice issues, connected to all of it. So I think all of these causes put together kind of all, they all speak to each other.
I think what I really liked about this too was just the fact that it's like the people's protest was kind of the main name put out there, which it's not necessarily for, like, everyone's here for different things, but it's all for the people, and like that we're all here together, and maybe some people are emphasizing like different aspects of it, but at the end of the day it's for people on the planet.
More Queen's students and various faculties, Alexandra Lipiez, Jill Snyder, and Lainey Sherville, shared similar feelings.
What made you guys go, we have to get out and get involved in this?
Because, like, why the hell not? What else are we going to do with our time? I mean, like, it's a beautiful day outside, and it's something that we're all passionate about, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah, I saw it in one of my lectures. One of my professors was talking about it a week ago, and I just thought, what else am I going to do with a Saturday afternoon? Might as well get out and have my voice be heard, and I knew it would be a good cause.
Yeah, I'm just excited to be out here with everyone, all working towards the same causes, and it is a great day out, so it should be fun.
Yeah, and I did think it was interesting that there were so many causes all wrapped up in this. Yeah. Why do you guys think that was important, or why do you think that choice was...
made?
They're all related to each other if you think about it, especially when you think of like Greta Thunberg and her cause with how climate change also goes with like Palestine and the war effort. It's all related somehow. You just have to like look into deeper than like the surface level of things. So, yeah.
And I think us all protesting different things too has also been great for me to educate myself, because all of a sudden I'm learning so many things from new people talking about what they're here for. So I found that really great.
Community members Lucy Aaron and Debbie Rudin also shared what brought them out.
I was just really pleased to hear about so many groups joining together on kind of common ground and taking action.
Well, and I agree. You know, the climate is smack dab in our faces. We all know what's happening. Are we making the right decisions, though? You know, are we coming to the right conclusions? It appears that a lot of politicians haven't got the message. And so we need to be vocal. You know, there's a lot at stake. We are enjoying life at this time, but what's going to happen 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road, if climate change, you know, if we don't address the issues? So yeah, I would come every Saturday or every if it could make a difference.
I think it's so easy to feel like not quite the only one, but that there aren't the minority, at least, and it feels like the big parties just don't care about the bigger picture, the bigger picture issues, like you were saying, Debbie. And it feels quite hopeful having all these people working together.
Community members also highlighted the diversity of the crowd. As the crowd merged, community member Julia Allen noted the turnout from every generation.
Just saying how inspiring it is to see so many people from like different age demographics here, like just walking in front of us, kid probably younger than 5, and Sylvana, 76. Which is just, it's nice, it's hopeful, it's inspiring to see.
This was a common sentiment heard from attendees of all ages.
I was actually really surprised at the turnout of people of an older generation. I was expecting a lot of students for this, but it's really great to see that there is still care being put forth by some of the older generations who are wanting to make that change for our future and future generations as well.
Various ages. There are more young people here than I thought. I mean, we weren't sure how many young people would show up because most of us are seniors. So the number of young people has been really, really heartening.
It's amazing. I just think it's so special that we still have the older generation caring about the world, our climate. It's really important. Yeah.
And then our future generation may be in good hands too, so.
The day ended at Skeleton Park Neighborhood Block Party with a rally and was punctuated with an Indigenous drumming circle. However, the protest was not without friction. Organizers and attendees reported that a car drove through part of the parade, narrowly missing participants. The incident has been reported to Kingston Police. A small group of counter-protesters, mainly opposing the pro-Palestine contingent, also appeared at McBurney Park. Goosen noted that this was not just meant to be a one-time demonstration, but a long-term alliance between advocates of different causes.
We're building a coast-to-coast alliance with Draw the Line. Not just to build a mobilization, like I said, but to build a long-term alliance to ensure that Prime Minister Carney chooses the right path.
For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.
We are so-